you know what it's like to be on the bill and to play for 15 minutes, and the only people there to see you are the other bands and their girlfriends.
From Buffalo, New York, it's the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast.
Welcome to the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast, where we don't get VIP tickets. The venues actually charge us more to come in. My name is Ryan Garnett, and Cassidy, what was the best set of VIP tickets you ever got?
I'm Cassidy Dwan, and I don't get VIP tickets. I'm one of those volunteer for free ticket kind of girls. There were people cleaning up garbage for free tickets at Borderlands. That's part of their mission. I'm one of those clean up garbage for free tickets people.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So on episode number 98 of the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast, live from the West Falls Center for the Arts, we are joined by Caroline and Tim Panzica. Is that how you say it?
Bill.
Oh, Bill.
And Bill.
Carolyn. And Carolyn.
God!
And the struggle is real.
Redo.
Oh, no. We're going to keep going with that, I think.
You are?
Brandon, you want to keep going with that?
Why would I stop you from making mistakes publicly, buddy?
Exactly. All right. We're going to talk about the center's mission, upcoming concerts, great community programs, and how you can get involved with the center.
We're also going to be playing a game of the weird musical things done for charity and play music by Urge Surfer, an exciting new duo featuring Chelsea O'Donnell from The Stress Dolls,
Yay.
Real Movement, and Spud.
Great music, all the releases. I'm super excited.
I'm excited too.
But first.
That's a pitiful drum roll.
Well, you're supposed to be doing it. All right. So a few quick things to talk about. First off, I discovered this at Buffalo Infringement Festival. The Erie County Library has two free recording studios.
Just where?
Open to the public.
Like at the downtown main library?
Yeah, if you walk up the ramp and go in, just like 30 or 40 feet, and then on the right, it's just there. There's a recording studio. There's a few guys to help you out. There's a small like MIDI studio, and then there's like a big one for like live drums and stuff. I talked to them a bit about it. Like, yeah, just show up, and then you can talk to the people there about it. You can schedule some time and
have fun.
Yeah, I think that's really cool, and I think that's a good resource for people, or especially younger people who can't afford.
Well, what kind of projects do you bring to record at the library though, too?
Whatever you want. No, it really sounds like they'll give you as much time and as much of their resources
but
as you would
ideally,
like.
Do you think they're trying to record like audiobook recordings or something?
They
be there with your.
No, they're trying to support the art community.
I see.
Same way that they have 3D printers there that you can use as well.
That is also true.
Yeah. So awesome. That's really exciting. So check that out. You went to Borderlands.
I did. I touched on this briefly. I realized as I was looking around at the crowd, family friendly. Could have been more things to do for kiddos. I was there on the second day. It is a two-day dealio. Mm-hmm. They did have some shuttles going to and fro from the city. I think they went from Buffalo Distilling Company.
Oh, that's great.
Buses that would run out to East Aurora. I think that's a tiny bit of a, you know, attendance thing where you're like, how do I get to and from? But it was a beautiful time. The local stages were excellent. It was Eric Crittenden and Damone Jackson doing their funk experience.
And they're great.
A bunch of folk faces were there playing earlier in the day.
Did you see the Flaming Lips?
I did. I did indeed see the Flaming Lips.
Had you seen the Flaming Lips previously?
At the SARS-DOT concert in Toronto, when I was in high school. So
back in the day.
A minute ago. Yeah. But Wayne Coyne is just... I think he might be a fairy tale creature. I'm not really sure that he's a man. My children were with me, and it was a school night, so it would have been hella irresponsible for me to have stayed. I did want to stay for the Superman song and the Jelly song. I was glad to see what I saw. It honestly, my children were a little bit offended that Wayne Coyne used the F word a few times during their and he kept asking for the crowd to cheer louder, and it's like, man, we are here and we're very excited to be here, but a lot of us had been there the whole day there, in and out of the rain and whatever else. I am amazed by the vendors that were there. There were a lot of really beautiful things, but I felt like when the tickets, an $80 day ticket and then $20 to park and luckily kids were free.
Oh, that's really nice.
You know, it's hard to go there unless you got deeper pockets and then also have another $50 or whatever to buy something pretty from a vendor. As much as I would have loved to have done that, it was a good experience. There were food trucks that were excellent. As far as doing a concert right, I can commend their efforts for involving the local food trucks as, you know, vending food options there. There were vegan food trucks. There were bakery items and things that were pretty diverse, I thought.
And you said this is in East Aurora?
Oh, yeah. It's on okay. Knox Farms.
I like Knox Farms. You're many. I don't know.
It's been going on for... It's strange that this is my first year attending.
It's 4 years.
Fourth year, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, being that we're in West Falls, we're kind of buddied right up next to the neighbor of Knox Farms. You probably hear the concert here.
We had a tent there, actually.
Did you awesome. As well? Mm-hmm. It was a very nice time.
That's awesome.
I think people did it right who were there with an RV and hung out for both days. Mm-hmm. That seemed like a good thing to do.
Yeah, if you can do the RV over the tent, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Any day of the week. I finally got to Sportsman's Tavern, finally. It took me freaking long enough. I went
what
there.
What brought you there?
My parents brought me there. They invited me for some lunch. And they had, it was just a cover band. It's a couple of the guys that I saw play with the Black Rock Beatles.
Okay.
Went out on the roof of Larkinville. I don't know their names, though. But
well, they have, like, the Twang Gang that plays pickup kind of things. Mm-hmm.
No, the Black Rock Beatles is definitely the name of the band. I just don't know who's in.
Joe Rosler, maybe.
Frank Rosanti.
Yes, he was. Yep, he was there. I know. I went to high school with his nephew, and every time we see him, my dad's like, you know you went to high school with his nephew, right? I'm like, Dad, yeah.
So, hold it. This is the first time you've been to Sportsman's?
It's the first time I've been to Sportsman's.
And you didn't know where Borderland was. Right. When did you move to Western New York?
I work every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's terrible. I get to go to lots of shows, but they're only mine.
Wow. We get to talk about the other ones.
This is a music show, right? Music program? This isn't a cooking thing.
What? Like,
let's talk about cooking.
So you went to Sportsman's at lunchtime with your parents, and you caught live music at lunch, which I think, like, where else can you go in Western New York for live music in the lunch hour?
Absolutely nowhere.
That's kind of a cool thing.
I love the sight lines there. I liked how they had to kind of open up.
Were you upstairs?
I was upstairs. I got the chicken wings. All the food we had was excellent. So finally I got there. So
I loved it, and you probably didn't go out to see the yard and everything, but they have
I got a little glimpse back there.
The whole outdoor expansion of that. As a venue outside is kind of cool.
Ryan's finally a Buffalonian.
Yay! And then finally, October 15th is our, I don't know how it's going to time out. It might be our 100th episode. It might be our 99th episode. It's our 5-year anniversary show. Regardless, it's going to be live at Milky's Elmwood Lounge. October 15th, we have doors at 8, bands at 9. It's only $5.
And what bands will be featured?
We have Shannon Vanderlyn.
Great.
We have Goodbye Metro.
Great.
We have Lone Star Sailing.
Also great.
And we have Sasha McCoy and the Spoons.
Fun.
So they're all fantastic bands. They'll all be really interesting. We have twice as many fun games to play with the people in attendance as we usually do. And you were there last time for it. You weren't there for the second anniversary. So
right.
So I'm happy.
I'll be there.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And it'll be. Well, we're gonna prepare better than last time. So when the theme music plays, I'm not running around the stage.
It's always onward and upward.
Yes. Okay. So we're gonna play a song, and then we are going to get to Carolyn and Bill. But first, we have a sponsor.
No way.
Yes. So we're working with Buffalo Ironworks. They're helping us out. They're gonna talk about our stuff on social media. We're going to talk about some of their stuff here. We're so happy to have them on as a sponsor. Thank you, guys.
Awesome.
So one of the things I'm going to talk about is on October 29th at Ironworks, Fernway, Friends of the Podcast Fernway, are playing. They're headlining a show with Roy G. Biv, Amateur Hockey Club. We played one of their songs a couple episodes ago, The Safest Ledge, who I've never heard of, but cool, and Vertigo Child, and that's all on October 29th. It's $15 in advance. It's $20 at the door. You can get tickets at buffaloironworks.com. The last time I played a show that Fernway put on at Ironworks, that was around Halloween, middle of the show, out of nowhere, Anderson's Ice Cream comes in and just starts giving away free ice cream to people. I don't know who Fernway is connected with, but they know how to throw a party.
Well, you're promising ice cream right now.
They set the bar. They set the bar. I'm just dealing with the bar.
I like that you can go out to a show at that kind of a venue and pay $15 or $20. I think that it's cool that you can see so many different bands on the ticket.
And I mean, it really is a great lineup. I mean, Fernway, Roy G. Biv, and Amateur Hockey Club. I'm very familiar with all three of them.
So you can buy tickets in advance on their website.
Yes, at BuffaloIronworks.com.
Great.
Cool. So next up, we are going to play a song called Cursed. It is by
We have another sponsor.
Guitar Factory?
Yeah.
I was going to bring them up at the end of the episode.
Okay.
Is that okay? We're also sponsored by Guitar Factory. We are not in Guitar Factory currently, but they're great.
What do we get to listen to?
All right. It's a new band. They're called Urge Surfer. Half of the group is a friend of the podcast, Chelsea O'Donnell from Stress Dolls. I listened to their whole EP. It's really, really good. It is on all streaming platforms. So we're going to take a listen to that.
Awesome.
Cool. And we'll be right back here on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on WesternNewYorkMusic.com. We are back here on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast. That was Cursed by Urge Surfer. I really like them. Those kids are going places.
Love it.
Cool. So now we are joined by Carolyn and Bill from West Falls Center for the Arts. Hi, thanks
Hello.
For joining us. So what is your official title within the Center for the Arts?
So I'm the executive director. We're a nonprofit as well as a music venue.
Cool. So what's the mission of the Center for the Arts?
We are bringing the arts to our rural community. We have a lot of free programs during the week. We have music lessons or music jam for kids where they practice with professional musicians, any age, any level, any instrument. They form a band and then they open for a show here in June as well as at the Sportsman's. We have my favorite program, Musical Memories Cafe, which is a free concert and lunch for caregivers and their loved ones with dementia and Alzheimer's, isolated adults. We also have music lessons for veterans, harmonica, ukulele, and guitar. And we help fund all of that with our ticketed concerts on the weekends.
Cool. So were you the one who started the Center for the Arts?
Yeah, my husband and I back in 2016.
That's awesome.
If I can, I'm just going to explain the caregiver program that we have.
Please.
My wife started it about 3.5 years ago. And what we do is we have a free concert and a free lunch. And people bring their loved ones here, whether they have Alzheimer's or dementia. And that program is specifically geared for caregivers. And people will come in here that are non-communicative at home. They don't talk at home. And they come in here and they sing the songs. Mm-hmm. And you see almost see the tears coming from the caregivers because they don't even talk at home. Right. We have one gentleman that has to be helped in here, and he can't walk. And when music starts, he gets up and dances with his wife. And then when music stops, he's down. And just the power of music.
How it taps into their brain and memory in a different sense.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Other communities have seen what we've done and wanted to do follow our program. So now we're in the Amherst Senior Center. We're in the mm-hmm. Dell Association in Lockport. We're in Temple Beth Zion in Buffalo, New York. We fund it and do it all from here, and it's so cool.
That's amazing.
It really is. And my wife started this program, and I'm so proud.
As someone who's disabled himself, that is... I'm going to swear in front of these people. I didn't want to swear in front of the nice people. I'm going to do it. That's fucking lovely. That's amazing. That's so great. I have the goosebumps. So did you guys have a background in music coming into this?
No. We owned Butterwood Desserts and the Chocolate Ooh. Bar and have sold all of that a few years ago. And we still maintain ownership of the facility. And both of our sons are classical pianists, and we started here in like 2014-15 with morning music lessons for kids because their teacher needed a space. And it sounds crazy, but it was an incredible program. The kids came here from 6 in the morning till 8 in the morning and then went to school. And so they would do their scales and their Hannon exercises from 6 to 7. We'd have breakfast. Then they'd work on their pieces till 8 o'clock, go to school, and... they just progressed amazingly well. So that was the beginning of
Monday through
this.
Friday.
Yeah, Monday through Friday. It was an incredible program.
Right.
Yeah.
You look at that. It's students who've already been playing piano for some years
yeah.
that are coming in to hone in. And you think about where else can you really get that type of
I've never seen a program like that. And, my son was 7, and what he learned in a year and his recital piece was just unreal. They progressed so quickly because they were concentrating so hard first thing in the morning. And then when they got to school, their brains were on fire. It
right.
was just incredible.
Well, I think about that type of musical programming, too, and how it would apply maybe even to homeschooling families
mm-hmm.
and that you might have communities of homeschoolers that need a space to come and have their music class or have their music
yeah.
lesson, or even just to have a community space in general instead of being,
yeah.
obviously you need field trips when you're homeschooling.
Yeah.
You can't just always be at home.
It was fantastic. But that's how we started. And then people started asking, what's going on here in the morning? And we have a longtime friend, Doug Yeomans.
Right.
And we sort of called him and said, hey, Doug, let's start doing, some music here. And he started just in this front room here, and the rest was all not usable at the time. And we started getting more and more people. And then we started knocking down walls, and my husband and the Amish did all the work. And 5 years later, it was done.
which the work is lovely, by the way.
Yeah.
Like you can't see on the cameras. They have like a balcony up there with like seating for about a dozen. That's just mm-hmm. gorgeous. And I mean, this whole, it's very
cabiny
and homey.
How many people do fit here for a concert night when you're full?
So we're technically coded for about 400.
Okay.
Before COVID, we would sell out at 250.
Mm-hmm.
After that, during COVID, we put tables in and we sort of spread people out a little bit more. And now we sell out at about 150.
Cool.
And we're building a music amphitheater in the back. So we have 10 mm-hmm. acres. We've excavated. We're partnering next door with the Blueberry Treehouse Farm.
Amazing.
And we're going to be doing all the big music acts here. And we have a great relationship with them next door. So
we plan to have a almost like a sculpture walk back there, nature trails, outdoor music. It's going
to
be cool.
I plan to be here
yeah.
with my kids.
Yep.
So it's awesome. What type of music are you highlighting? Like the concerts that you've had here, what are your favorite?
Well, we try to hit every genre.
Right.
But, I mean, personally, I like bluegrass. He likes blues. We try to hit everything. We've had
right.
really great success with classical concerts. Richie English is doing a series here. we try to do some of everything. We have country, we have rock and roll, we try to have a little of everything.
So we are trying to get bands that are coming through. So we've had 10 Grammy Award winners in the last year. We also had a partnership with the Colored Musicians Club, and we've had concerts here. So we have a lot of traveling bands going from point A to point B. And then we also have been a great place for some great local music here.
And it's a great stop for, you know, some folks that have a larger band and maybe are used to much larger venues. For an example, there was a Dave Matthews tribute band, which is the only, I think, recognized touring tribute band to Dave Matthews. And they have a big show, which they did do here, but they also had the opportunity to do a smaller acoustic show because it's a beautiful room. The Sportsman sponsored our sound system, so we have world-class sound. So it's a great opportunity for those bands to do something a little more intimate.
Cool. To go back to the kids jam you were kind of talking about, what ages is that for?
That goes from about 6-7 years old to 17.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things, you know, we've spoken about a lot on this podcast is the need for all ages spaces, mm-hmm. and not just because kids need somewhere to go, but we need young musicians to have somewhere they can play.
Yeah.
Because if you don't develop that talent, the music's going to be crappy.
So we make a point of asking young people of any ability to open the shows. So we've had all kinds of kids doing all kinds. We even had a young comedian in high school came and opened a show. So any artist who is a young person, whatever their ability, if they want to get up here and open the show, they're welcome to.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Looking really in the camera, there's no reason every other venue in Buffalo can't be doing this. Venues, they don't care what I think.
They don't care what
we had a student from Fredonia this past week, and he bought a marimba here.
Yeah.
Oh. It was a $25,000 marimba.
Wow.
And he played three pieces.
It was amazing.
I've never sat in a marimba concert before. it was spectacular. And this, he's got four batons, and they're all doing something independently. And you have to be here to watch that. And we've had a six-year-old sing. You know, so
she knew one song. She came up here, she played the piano and sang it.
What song?
It was a Christmas song. Oh, I don't remember. But it was a Christmas song. But people love it. It's such a welcoming atmosphere. So it really gives them the feeling of, wow, this is great to perform. And, you know, everybody's so happy no matter what they're playing or what they're doing.
We do have a lot of diverse programming here. October 11th, we have the U.S. Air Force Marching Band here.
Oh, that's
a free concert, man. And it's celebrating the 75th anniversary of the U.S. Air Force. Mm-hmm. That's a free community concert. They were on the Today shoot last week, so it's so cool. You know, it really is neat.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh,
and that's a free show, by the way.
Yeah.
Do a Wednesday night, I believe. The Air Force Band is coming through on a Tuesday night, just because that's when they can't.
Yeah.
Most of our concerts are Friday or Saturday. This past Friday, we had a great jazz concert, and Saturday, Johnny James played. So it just depends.
Nice.
Typically a weekend.
We've got an incredible October.
And to take a drive out here and have the leaves changing, it's kind of scenic.
It's beautiful. It was a good drive. People think it's far. It is not far.
20 minutes from downtown.
If I'm downtown, it takes me longer to get to Amherst than it does to get out here.
Sure.
So.
And those marimba players, they're crazy. I went to music school. he would play. They'd play like a four-piece string section piece by Beethoven with four mallets, two in each hand. And then was he using music? Or did he memorize it?
No,
he memorized it.
Right.
It was incredible.
That's insanity. Yeah. Like, I can memorize music. I can't do that.
That's crazy.
That's nuts to me.
I want to party with him at a sushi bar. I mean, he was pretty incredible.
Nice. As a sidebar, people from the marimba group that is taught at Fredonia are going to be performing at Buffalo Infringement Festival's Festivus fundraiser. More on that in a future episode. Anyway, we talked about the Musical Memory Cafe. So if I wanted to get involved with Westfall Center for the Arts, how would I reach you, and what can I do to help?
My phone number is everywhere, so you can call. It's on the website. We always need volunteers. Everyone here is a volunteer. Everything that's been done here, for the most part, is through volunteers. So if you want to help volunteer with Memories Cafe, that's during the day. If you want to help volunteer at the concert, it's really fun. You get to hear amazing music. We need people to park cars, do concessions, help clean up after. There is a volunteer drop down on the website, which is westfallsartcenter.org.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And then do you have your own like in-house sound person? Do you have...
Yes, we do.
Yes,
we do.
When national touring bands come in, there's a guy over here.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure you brought him in for everything.
I do like 99% of them, but when I want to enjoy the music and not have any worries at all.
And not stress out.
I agree. When I want to do a concert and I don't want to have to deal with problems, I get Brandon do it for me. Truth.
It's funny. I'll do sound, and that's not my background. And I'll have some really picky people, and they should be. And they'll say, can you do this? Can you do that? And I'm over there. I'm not doing anything. And I said, how's that? Yeah, it's perfect. I didn't do a thing.
Oh.
Pretending I'm twisting knobs.
I was doing sound at Milky's for 6 months, and someone screwed with the cables on the back of that board. When anyone asked me to change the monitor mix, I thought I was changing the monitor mix. I didn't change anything for 6 months, and no one noticed.
Awesome.
Or even better, when someone came up to me, it was last weekend, and Milky's is a small room, and they're like, hey, I really want you to mic the drums. And I just go, no, and then just walk away. Sorry, this is not, you don't get to call the shots.
For the record, I fixed it at Milky's, too.
he did help me fix the board at Milky's. I could do a whole episode about that board. Do you have other questions?
I'm excited about things that are coming up. Mm-hmm. I know that that's on Ryan's docket of things to ask about anyway, but are you particularly excited about upcoming events?
October is an exciting month. Not only the Air Force Heritage Band, we have Alexis P. Suter Band coming in from Brooklyn. They are absolutely incredible. We have Tony Trischka coming in, who is literally the world's top banjo player. Oh. He's doing a class and a concert in October, right, 29th. Who else is in October? Oh, we have a play.
Mark Randall, Mark Twain.
Doing the Mark Twain play.
It's his 50th year of doing Mark Twain. Mm-hmm. If you've not seen him, he's one of the most brilliant men
it's a great
I've
show.
Ever met in my life. He does a one-man show, and he is incredible.
Cool.
I will say Alexis P. Suter is one of the top blues vocalists in the world, and she will make you cry. She's so unreal.
What night is that scheduled for?
That's the 22nd of October.
Mm-hmm. All right.
She is...
It's pretty amazing.
It's hard to describe her.
Yeah.
She's amazing. So we looked up the top. I love blues. So I looked up the top five blues vocalists, and she came up as number three. So we got a hold of her promoter and figured it out. And now she's one of our best friends, and we'll have her twice a year. So
I love
that. That literally answered the question I was going to ask.
It's a good place. I mean, when musicians come here, they remember it because we are particular about listening here, chatting in the back. We have a bar, we have food, but we're not a restaurant and we're not a bar.
Right.
We're a music venue. And it's important to us that the musicians feel welcome. We always make them dinner afterwards, sit around the table with the volunteers. We just want it to be a good experience for everybody.
It sounds like you're doing a wonderful dream kind of thing. Yeah. Really. And the idea that it seems like it was so homespun. You said it in 2016 was when you first opened?
Yep.
That's great. I love how organically it seems that the programming has just come about because of needs.
Yeah.
And because you're filling that niche that people are longing for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I grew up in Hamburg. There just isn't a lot of places anywhere out in the suburbs to be able to check out, especially original music.
Yeah, not too much.
So, I think this is fantastic, and I hope you guys do really well here. And
thank you.
It's really nice.
Thank you.
Is there a fireplace somewhere? It seems like there should be like
there a fireplace. There is, right there.
Oh, there it is. Oh. I'm going to curl up in front of the fireplace. We're going to have some s'mores afterwards. Do you have anything else you wanted to ask about?
I'm sure as soon as we finish talking.
Yeah, of course. Do you have anything else you'd like to tell us about the center?
I don't think so.
I will say, every step along the way, we haven't had a lot of money to put all this together. So we've taken a long time to do everything that we've done, and it's worked out well. The stage that we're sitting on, we really didn't have the money to build, a stage. And so we're sitting on 500 milk crates. And on top of the milk crates, there's 3/4-inch plywood. So now a milk crate takes 10,000 pounds to collapse. So this is the strongest stage on the planet Earth.
And it was
cost
free.
Us absolutely nothing. There's a jazz...
Mark Filsinger.
Yeah, Mark Filsinger really well known. He's the professor at Buff State. His dad donated all these milk crates. So they're all zip tied together. We can take down the stage in about a half hour if we want and put it someplace else. But we're sitting on a stage that cost us nothing. So like I said, every little thing that we've done has been so humble and you know, just we found wood to build the bathrooms and you gotta check out the bathrooms because they are
I was in there.
They're really cool.
The sink with the two little like
just had all galvanized. Yeah. You know, I got a bucket from Tractor Supply and I'll tell you the story after, but it's pretty cool.
That's amazing. No, this place is so cool. I'm so happy you guys are doing this. More stuff like this. I mean, I'm starting a non-for-profit myself too, so I know what that uphill climb is like and how slow it is.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, like, at least, you know, I'm taking my time with it. And when you have that extra bit of patience and you can kind of relax a bit, I think that kind of makes the final product a little better. So it's cool that you can do that. Cool.
Yeah.
Do you want to play a song?
I'm ready. What are we going to do?
All right. Real Movement just released an album. It's, God damn it. I forgot to put the name in. I put the names of the albums in last time, Cassidy. Well, see, this is why you need to get here early.
I've been listening to all of the little snippets released that Kevin Kaufman's been putting out on the Book of Faces and other social media.
Friend of the podcast, right. Kevin Kaufman.
No, but they've really grown as a band.
Oh, absolutely.
And I saw him at the Borderland concert.
Of course.
Garbage there to see the Flaming Lips. So we're all in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, no, there's definitely a big Modest Mouse influence in the work they do.
Sure.
And it's definitely got, but it's gotten a little more jammy. I know Jake Nicholson's, his keyboard work kind of makes the whole thing feel nice and loose.
Flaming Lips fans is what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like there's definitely.
Everyone should be Flaming Lips fans.
Well, maybe, yeah.
So they recorded with friend of the podcast, Doug White.
Right.
Up at Watchmen Studios. They made this album called White Collar Crime. As with everyone, they raved about Doug. I just want to mention that. You're awesome, Doug. All right, and we'll be right back here on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on WesternNewYorkMusic.com.
Sing no songs, or do you sing no songs? call it a white collar crime. I call it a white collar crime.
And we are back here on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast. That was Friends of Ours, Real Movement, and White Collar Crime. And we're going to play a game with you guys now. So you two are a team. So sure. You'll have to agree on an answer because Cassie doesn't have enough fingers to count for two people.
I'm okay. Hard enough counting with these ones.
Yeah. So this is called The Weirdest Musical Things Done for Charity. I'm going to name you some really weird things that people have done to raise money for charity that involve music. And you just have to tell me if they're real or not. And if you get 6 out of 10 right, you win. And if you don't, I have a prize for you. If you don't win, just so we're clear here. It's that kind of prize.
So you don't feel bad. So you don't leave feeling too bad. He's got a loser prize.
Sure, that's what it's
only
for.
If you lose. If you win, it'll just be the joy of knowing.
The joy of having
won. Yeah, you don't get my garbage. It's great. All right, number one. The students at Evanston Township High School in Illinois had a very interesting way of conducting their charity drive. When they had to raise money for their art center, you guys can do this for your own, they subjected their fellow students to Justin Bieber's Baby. They played it over and over again through the PA system, and they made other students pay to stop the song from playing. The good news is that it only took 3 days and not the seven planned, and the students raised $1,000 for charity. I think Justin Bieber was all they needed. Is that true or false? True.
Yes.
That's got to be true.
That is true.
Wow. Who came up with that type of torture?
the students at the Evanston Township High School in Illinois.
Apparently it was a great idea.
Yeah, no, I'm down for this. Where can I play Justin Bieber and make people force me to stop?
More money.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is more complicated than I thought. All right, number two. Andrew W.K. showed up in a random town in the countryside of Pennsylvania and held an impromptu car wash when he was unable to make a planned charity event. Real or not real?
Andrew Dice Clay?
Andrew W.K. he's like an alternative metal, what'd you call it?
The party song. The party.
Yeah, yeah.
He showed up at a car wash?
He was on his way to a charity event. His bus broke down, so they had an impromptu car wash instead.
Yeah, sure.
That is wrong.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say...
I don't know.
We got one
don't
right,
don't
one
jump
wrong.
So fast.
No, I like this. I like this. If it makes you two fight, it's great. When Mandy Moore auctioned off a date in the late 90s to raise money for the YMCA of America, she was probably expecting a little more. The winner of the auction took her to Denny's and bought her a Grand Slam before taking her out for a night of Dungeons and Dragons. Real or not real?
No.
She was in This Is Us. You need the refresher.
I'm entertainment illiterate, so...
That's why I opened.
You guys, this time.
I got to go with the Grand Slam. True.
It is false. That did not happen.
No.
So we got right. One right, two wrong. You could still pull it off.
We already get a prize, though, right?
Do you want the prize?
Prize. All right. Number four, in an attempt to garner more exposure for the band, a writer bet the singer of Smash Mouth $20 that he could not eat 2 dozen eggs in one sitting. This blew up on Twitter, and next thing that we know, Steve Harwell of Smash Mouth ended up eating 2 dozen eggs to raise $10,000 for St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
Yeah, if you're throwing that hospital, it's got to be true.
That is true. That is true. It started as a joke. A guy made a prank. He's like, this guy won't eat eggs for children. And then he took a nap, and he woke up, and he had like 8,000 shares. And that's how they managed to raise that much money. Wow. And it is, as I was telling the story, as I read this online, we didn't even think it was real. And then the next episode, I had to come in with the update. I'm like, no, this was a thing.
We could be genuine do-gooders if we could just think of enough people to eat enough strange things and put it on the internet. have a go.
I'm into this idea.
Yeah,
right? Let's do this.
All right.
That'll be our spinoff podcast. The struggle is meal. Oh, that's great. Oh, I can do this all night. All right, number five. A KISS fan from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, raising money for the United Way, auctioned up a cup of Gene Simmons' authentic concert-used blood, still in its original plastic solo cup.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
I say yeah.
You say what?
I say yes. Yes.
That is not true. Oh. Gene Simmons will sell many things, but that. No. I do like the
that
idea.
That just doesn't sound right.
It's concert used blood in its original plastic solo cup. So the visual I get is someone holding a solo cup under Gene Simmons' mouth while he's doing
that's
his
what
thing.
I'm thinking, how did he get it?
I don't know.
Two correct, three incorrect.
Yeah. Right, well, that's okay. We get a prize, right?
No, we got one more.
Oh, we got one more.
At least break even.
Oh, there's 10.
There's 10 total. Oh.
You're halfway there.
You're halfway there. All right. Charlie Bliss released the single Turd in aid of Planned Parenthood. The song was written by lead singer Eva Hendrix when she was catcalled on her way home from a guitar lesson. Releasing the song Turd for Planned Parenthood. Real or not real?
Real.
Not real.
Oh, they have to agree.
I know.
Okay. Whatever you want. All right, not real.
Oh, it's real. It is real. She released a turd for Planned Parenthood. The plays on words never end there. All right. To announce Diddy's sponsorship with Ciroc, he held an event and set up a dunk tank that was filled with Ciroc, and he had people throw balls at it to dunk him for Diddy's house's for the Diddy's house social program. Real or not real?
Oh my gosh. You guess.
Real.
That is not real. That feels kind of convoluted. All right.
Where are we? Two right, five wrong? There's no...
Quit rubbing it in
no,
over there.
There's no turning it around.
But we're still going to go.
Okay.
All right. You got three left. You can.
What's
you
the
can
worst try. Anybody's done on this?
We've got...
I feel like we've had like
we're
two...
shooting that for that.
I feel like we've had like some two of it for eights, right. Some one for nines. We had some really tough
Oh, you had
ones.
A one for nine?
Maybe.
And that's when Ryan's like, did this game work?
No. It's always did this game work when they got them all right. That makes me angry.
True.
If it's easy, that's what I don't like.
I feel like everyone gets Bon Jovi lyrics or Fascist Dictator wrong.
Yes, everyone has lost
everyone,
that game.
Yeah, everyone loses.
We have a game called John Bon Jovi or Disgraced World Leader, and I read quotes, and you have to basically, is this John Bon Jovi or is it Hitler? Everyone has lost that game.
Yeah, it's like always John, the worst things, John Bon Jovi.
Oh, man.
I'm not
one.
Saying
That's
John Bon Jovi's
one.
A fascist, but you are. Okay, number eight. To raise money for Habitat for Humanity, the band Ghost consensually had their lead singer Tobias Forge locked in a large dog cage during a live stream, and they would only let him out of the cage when the fundraiser hit its goal. Is that true or false?
It's on you.
True.
That is false. See, at least I gave you guys true or false. I gave you guys a 50-50 chance. Sometimes people just get questions. One had 45 government had people who did double duty as hosts and musical guests on SNL. They had no idea what the hell was going on. I don't blame them. The game wasn't made for them. Anyway.
Well, you can guarantee yourself a prize.
Yes, you are guaranteed a losing prize. Okay, number nine. Buffalo Infringement Festival had an erotic bake-off as a fundraiser a few years back.
True.
That is true.
Ding, ding, ding.
I was not there. I was not involved with the festival yet, but I heard about it, and I want to do it again. That sounds like
do.
It would be fun. All right, so finally, at number 10, to raise money for the St. Elizabeth Hospice Shop in Framlingham, Ed Sheeran donated some unique items, including a self-portrait of himself that he made out of Legos on the tour bus.
True.
True or false? That is true. And if you look this up online, it is hideous.
You said that with confidence, though. Had you seen this?
No, but it had to do with hospice. I'm pretty sure it was true.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah, no. The self-portrait made out of Legos. It looks like a 12-year-old did it, which...
Well, he's not a Lego sculptor, but...
Clearly, he should be auctioning off other things. Maybe. All right. Well, you guys lose. So...
So you win!
So, for your prize, you get an express bag. full of old AC adapters that have no use. Congratulations.
Yay.
If you want, you can put them in a box in the corner, just like I had for the last 10 years. But I'm getting a new roommate. I'm running out of room in the apartment.
And
something's
got to
go.
Rid of your AC adapter.
All right, so we have a question for you.
Yes.
It's true or false? Sportsman's is a conservation club or a music venue? Well, that's not a true or false.
True.
And you get an express bag full.
Oh, no, he's turned it around.
God damn it, this never happened before. Well, stay tuned for episode 99 to see who gets this bag then.
You're just losing today. I'm not in my studio. I love it.
Yes, you can have him.
Brandon wants.
Yes, I think there's like the D-Link router I have from 17 years ago. If you can find something to do with that.
9 and 12 volts in a studio.
Beautiful. Hey, you know what? Someone gets the prize.
Somebody won.
Look at that. All right, so we're going to do another quick spot here for Buffalo Iron Works. On November 25th, they're having emo karaoke night.
Okay.
I love karaoke.
I love karaoke.
Would you have an emo karaoke song? What would your song be?
Oh, I don't know. Is the Miss You song by Blink-182 emo enough?
I think Blink-182 is considered emo.
I think that would probably be it.
Okay, mine's Sugar We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy.
Okay,
so if we wanted to go, we can go to Ironworks. It's a $10 admission. It starts at 8 p.m. It's first come, first serve. So you just show up, go right up to the stage, and there's a... they have a little tablet there that you sign up on, and then you...
I wonder if I could see the list of songs ahead of time.
I have a feeling it's probably pretty loose.
No,
I've seen emo nights where they're doing like Nirvana, and it's like, I like Nirvana. They're not that. So I think you can get away with a little bit of whatever. But
very good.
Yeah, I think it's going to be super cool.
It'd be a fun stage to karaoke anyway.
Oh, my God. I would love a big stage to karaoke on. The Milky Stage is tiny. I would love that big stage and like a nice loud sound system.
I could see it.
And then I'm not doing sound while I sing. That'd be nice. Yeah. All right, cool. So we're going to play one more song. It is called Break the Bottle. It is by our friends and Days Ago, who I lovingly describe as sublime with less heroin.
Very good. That's good for everyone.
Yeah, so they also just recorded this song with our friend Doug White at Watchmen Studios, and it sounds really good. And yeah, and we'll be right back for one last... we'll be back for one last segment. We'll be back for one last segment here on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast.
Smash it open, it's already overflowing. Drown your pain and all your sorrow. Feel the same damn way tomorrow. It gets better, so they tell me. I tell myself, but I still feel empty. This positivity can be so draining. It's because I'd rather be complaining. Oh, oh, oh. Help to pass the time. I have yet to find a reason why this empty dream seems to satisfy my shallow heart. You only mind my pool of self-destruction, contaminated by aspirations. Oh, oh, oh. We'll be right back.
All right, and we are back here on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast. That was Break the Bottle by Days Ago. That is all we have for episode 98. Bill, Carolyn, thank you guys so much for joining us. It was West... What was the website again?
WestFallsArtsCenter.org.
WestFallsArtsCenter.org. Check it out. Come and help these people with what they're doing. We need more non-for-profits like this. We need more venues like this. We need more people doing things like this. And that can only happen if we all work together and do them together. So... yeah. Also, a shout out to our friends at Guitar Factory, who just had their 30th anniversary. Is there anything you want to shout at me from over there about it?
No, I'll just come up.
Oh,
I'll get over here.
We needed walk up music for Brandon.
Da, da, da. Oh wow, I'm on camera.
Da, da, da.
This never da, da, happens da. Here.
No.
Yeah, so we just did the 30th anniversary party at Guitar Factory, and it was a huge success. It's a shame you guys couldn't make it. Like, we had a great time. We had a bunch of bands. We tried to focus on getting groups of all former students and teachers and different staff members there. We had a few hundred people show up for the day. We gave away a lot of stuff. I don't know if everyone realizes, but Guitar Factory for the last couple years, since the internet took over retail, has really been focused on the student program.
Yes.
So they have, I think it's something like 260 plus students over there now. Mm-hmm. Almost everything we do in the building is kind of focused on that. And selling stuff to musicians helps, but, you know, they're really about teaching there, and that's what we do. So if more people want to come and check out what's going on, they have a wonderful student program set up. A lot of great teachers. They have individual practice rooms and lesson rooms. Of course, we've got the studio in the back. You guys see us in. But go check it out. It's theguitarfactory.com. You know, buy some stuff, check out the program, and we'll be throwing a couple other community events in the next few months. Some of them we know some of y'all are going to be interested in. So yeah, come and join us. I love working with those guys. I mean, I'm not paid by them. We work together. I'm a contractor. They're a contractor. But this is important to us. Building community, you know, with the Guitar Factory crew, with this crew, with this crew.
Absolutely. Well put.
Come on, guys. Come on in. We're having a good time over here. Thanks, everybody.
No, just to talk on that for a second, I went into the Guitar Factory the first time having no idea that there were lessons, that they did lessons at the previous location or any of that. It's really impressive. Anytime we're there to record an episode, there's like seven kids taking lessons all at once. Like, it's
no,
bumping.
No, I walked by a banjo lesson next to a guitar lesson next to a bass lesson, and then the studio. You know,
yeah, and awesome. I've heard the teachers are excellent as well. So, so that's all we have for episode 98.
98.
Join us again for 99. It might be a regular episode. It might be the live episode on the 15th if we can't get an episode in before then. I hope we can. I want it to be the 100th episode. But,
the 100th episode should be the 5 year.
But if not, we will see you at Milky's on October 15th for a super fun episode with a lot of people. I don't have anything else. Oh, yeah. I do have other stuff to talk about.
You do?
Yeah, okay. On October 21st, we're holding Battle of the Buffalo Bassists 3. Brandon is actually going to be our house drummer for the night. We have 8 bass players. They're competing in a friendly round-robin-style competition. We're going to have them playing with Brandon by themselves. We're going to have them trading riffs with other bass players. We're going to have them playing over cheesy songs like Achy Breaky Heart and Never Gonna Give You Up. And I think we did Wrecking Ball. I think someone did that last time. Okay. So we got a great lineup of bass players. We got members from Ancient Spaceship, PA Line, the Gherkin Jerks. I can't remember everyone off the top of my head. Goodbye Metro. So, and all the money that we make from that is going to go to help benefit WesternNewYorkMusic.com, which by the end of the year, it looks like we're going to have all the money we need to register as a non-for-profit.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So we got all that stuff going on. So come out, join us. And That's what I got. Do you have anything, Cassidy?
I'll be here for it.
Awesome.
Excited to come back and talk about our Folk Face 6 camping experience. That's going to be a heck of a good time.
My favorite camping experience is hearing about other people's camping experiences.
Lovely.
Yeah, I stay warm that way. All right, Carolyn, Bill, thank you again for joining us. Cassidy, thank you as always.
Later, dude.
Brandon, thank you. And just remember, folks, everyone out there is struggling right now, so just be kind to everyone and keep on struggling. We'll see you next time.
Let me just say what nobody else wants to say to you. Your looks have become a problem.